Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show tomorrow, the most important spring primary election of your lifetime. So that makes it the eve of that, the happier happy hour, the Monday edition. How you doing, Dom?
I'm fantastic, Crute. Good to be with you, Evan, as well. Waiting on our pal, Bill Press, supposed to join us at 5 o'clock. We'll keep an eye out for him when he rolls around.
Is he keeping Dom time, like, fashionably late? Call us, Bill, 844-967-2789. Dom woke up this morning to some surprising news. President Joe Biden in Ukraine?
What? Right.
Do you think it was his forward team the other day that was listed on the Civic Media app? Could be.
Maybe.
Now, Stuart Varney over at Fox Business called this a bold move, Dom. Do you see this bold? I mean, this is a war zone.
Yeah, it's a war zone.
An
active war zone. I mean, they're getting attacks all the time. It's not controlled by U.S. military. Yeah, this is a I think Bill Press put it, it's a ballsy move. It's a strong move in many ways.
In many ways. I think we've got some sound of the president, the current one, Joe Biden. Sorry, don't have my rundown in front of me. Dom, why don't you call the shots?
All right, we go. Well, let's get to the Washington Post has a little bit on this. Biden made a dramatic, unannounced visit to Kyiv on Monday in a display of robust American support for Ukraine just 4 days before the anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. And I did hear some reporting on the ground. I believe it was on MSNBC. Talking about, you know, this one-year anniversary. And apparently some of the local Ukrainians were like, no, it's like the nine-year anniversary because they took parts of Ukraine, the Crimea region, a long time ago. So this is something that's been going on for some time. The Post continues. The high-risk visit to the historic Ukrainian capital, where air raid sirens blared as Biden walked the streets with President Zelensky, signaled continued commitment from the United States, the largest financial and military backer of Ukraine's effort to repel Russian invaders from his country. Biden was spotted with the Ukrainian leader outside St. Michael's Golden Domed Monastery shortly before noon local time. His appearance capping hours of speculation during an intense security lockdown that blocked car traffic and even pedestrians from parts of central Kyiv. Following talks with Zelensky and a visit to the U.S. Embassy, Biden departed Kyiv several hours later, according to a reporter traveling with him. Biden's visit, however brief, represented one of the most remarkable presidential trips in modern history. Sending him to a country at war and a city under regular bombardment without heavy U.S. military presence that provided a protective shield during previous stops in Iraq or Afghanistan. Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, told reporters that the White House had notified Moscow in advance of Biden's travel for deconflictation purposes. His remarks alongside Zelensky, Biden said the United States would provide another $500 million of assistance to Ukraine, including additional ammunition for artillery systems the U.S. previously provided. Biden has insisted that Washington will back Ukraine against Russia for as long as it takes, despite flagging support among the American public and no near-term prospect of peace talks. My final paragraph here from the Washington Post. Biden's administration has provided some $30 billion in security aid since Vladimir Putin sent Russian forces into Ukraine on February 24th of 2022, initiating the largest ground war in Europe since World War II, one that has cost his country and Ukraine hundreds of thousands of casualties. I mean, that number blows my mind. I heard it today. I thought, what? Yeah, literally reported hundreds of thousands of casualties on both sides of this totally unnecessary invasion and conflict. And Biden went into that today.
You know, our friends back listening in Kyiv, I sure do wish they would call in or text in, if possible, at 844-967-2789. Always good to know we've got someone listening in Kyiv, Don, but I'm very, very curious. I have questions. Right, right. What are you doing? how did you find the greatest radio show ever?
We do have some sound. Thank you, Evan, for the hard work. Let's hear President Biden today. Let's do cut number 10.
1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands, democracy stands, the Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you. Kyiv has captured a part of my heart, I must say.
President Joe Biden in Ukraine. Let's hear cut 11, please.
Putin's war of conquest is failing. Young, talented Russians are fleeing by the tens of thousands, not wanting to come back to Russia.
One final cut here from the president talking about war crimes.
Pulling people out of apartments and being shelled, and literally, I think, is war crimes.
Reiterating perhaps what the vice president said last week, Russian war crimes. So, I mean, you know, foreign policy, war zones, not exactly the expertise of mine. But I would say this, when you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people getting slaughtered in a needless war, and Russia being the aggressor and Ukraine being on the receiving end of that, you know, I can appreciate the president's efforts and our administration, this administration, America's support for the Ukrainian people. I mean, who wants to have that happen in their backyard? But my understanding, Curtis, some Republicans not too thrilled about the president being overseas today.
I'm not sure who these, you know, traitorous bastards are. I thought that sort of criticism was supposed to end at the water's edge. And I'll be completely honest.
Yeah, but I criticized Trump plenty of times, man.
Well, the trip to Helsinki, he was an international embarrassment on the whole, you know, handy in public and all. Well,
Trump is an international embarrassment, man. Everywhere he goes, everything he touches dies. So, yeah, I was certainly critical of Trump every time. I still continue to be. So is it fair game? I mean, I guess nowadays all these niceties and traditions have been kind of thrown out the window.
I cannot believe that Republicans are being critical of the president going to Ukraine. Again, standing up against the Russians. I tuned into Righty Whitey Talk Radio. We originate from here in the great state of Wisconsin. And I was driving through large rural portions of the state, purposefully avoided the interstate and drove through the rural part. Dan O'Donnell, you know, your buddy down the dial, Tom? Dan O'Donnell was crapping all over the president today. And I wasn't exactly sure why. You know, he claims, well, you know, I'm not pro-Russia per se. Well, your language, your verbiage, what you're saying would say something other than
right.
that. Because your continued criticism of the president for visiting a war zone? I mean, did Trump ever do that? I know he used to talk a good game. Oh, I think I'd run in there even if I didn't have a gun. No, you were a draft dodger, Trump. You didn't go anywhere dangerous. The most dangerous place you ever went was probably back to Melania after the news of Stormy Daniels came out.
Right.
Yeah, I think Bill Press is joining. That's awesome. We got Bill Press on the radio with us. You there, Bill?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey.
Happy Monday, Bill. How you doing, fella?
Bill, man, good to see you, man. Thanks for coming around.
Hey, good to see you, too. I'm sorry I'm a couple minutes late.
No worries. No worries. We'll hang out for a while. Bill, you joined us. We're just talking about the president going overseas, unannounced trip, surprise trip to Ukraine. I noticed you said it was pretty ballsy of the president, Bill. Please articulate what exactly you mean by that.
Look, you know, I got to tell you, boy, leadership, man, to me, that's what it shows, right? You know, leadership on the world stage. I mean, I'm pretty sure presidents have gone to battlefields before, right? And to countries like Vietnam or Iraq or Afghanistan. But where there was a huge military presence, where our military were there. Yeah, Biden went into a country that's at war that we're helping, but, you know, no military. Took the damn train for 10 hours to get in there. It was a very courageous thing to do. Very well executed. And I got to tell you, I think it was so important to show the flag for democracy around the world, right? To let the world know that, damn it, we really mean business and we are as good as our word. You know, if we says we're with you, damn it, you can count on it. You can take it to the bank. We are, take 50, what was it, 50 million more, 50 billion
more. 500 million more on top of the 30 billion already provided.
That's a rounding error in the U.S. budget, Bill. That's squat 500 million.
I thought it was huge. And those, the video, the photographs of Biden and Zelensky walking around Kyiv, you know, what an FU to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Right? No doubt about it. And so I thought it was a great move on his part. And by the way, for those of people who have access to it, Sabrina Siddiqui, who's one of our regulars on my podcast, there were two journalists on board, and her reporting from there through the pool reports has been sensational. The whole story, look, there's a book, man. I don't know how much you've talked about this, but you know, the two of them were called into the office on Friday and said, we're going to Kyiv. There are going to be two guys on a plane. You're it. And you don't say one more word, but you'll get an email saying the soccer game, it's ready to show up, time to show up for the soccer game. And time to show up was 2:15 Sunday morning.
And they went out to Andrews Airport. Bill.
Bill, are you sure you weren't supposed to be on that flight? You didn't get the email?
Man. So the whole intrigue. But as I say, way to show Vladimir Putin. And you know, I think it illustrates and underscores the job that Joe Biden has done in bringing this country back on the world stage, in uniting the world, right? And keeping them together now more than ever.
Bill Press keeping it together for us. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, more Bill. We'll have fun. Okay. It's a Monday.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you miss any of this fine program, go to civicmedia.us, click on the programs, check out the Devil's Advocates. You can listen to podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, we got a fine guest, Bill Press. You were talking trash about him before you got here. Bill, did you see this statement from Nikki Haley? She's a recent entree to the presidential race, and she wants those over 75 to take a competency test. I would say, yeah. A, either they all take a competency test, or B, she'd just be an ageist. But Bill, as the, you know, junior varsity participant here, what do you think, young co-ed?
First of all, you know, I remember they used to make fun. You remember Current TV?
Yes, sure.
That was Al Gore's big thing, right? You know, and I had a morning show on Current TV, and they used to say Current TV was like a North Korean rocket, you know, go up and right. I think that's Nikki Haley, to tell the truth, in this presidential thing. Look. Come on, give me a job. I say a mental competency test for anybody running for office, but let's start with people like Matt. I don't care how old they are. Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, George Santos. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. What I love about it is, though, is it, it, I, I'm sure she realized this. She meant it as a shot to Joe Biden, but it's really a shot to Donald Trump, at Donald Trump, right? But have you noticed something? Look, here's what's going on. Let's be honest. She's running for vice president, period. Why does Donald Trump every day is out there slamming Ron DeSantis, right? Who's a serious candidate, God forbid. I think he'd be tough to beat, tougher than Trump probably. But he's all he's saying about Nikki Haley is, oh, if she wants to run, let her run. This is fine. This is America. We welcome everybody. Yeah, they got a deal. They made a deal. I'm telling you, I'll bet money on it.
Made it. You know, so. Bill, the other one I think that's running for vice president, sadly, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Did you see her thought earlier today? Apparently she did a Twitter poll of her ingenious Mensa Club followers, and they've decided it's time to separate into the blue states and the red states, sort of self-segregation, Marjorie Taylor Greene style. Bill, what do you think about that? Is that the sort of platform that raises someone to the vice presidency?
Well, again, here's what gets me. This woman is certifiably crazy. I mean, seriously, she's the one who said the forest fires in California were started by what, Jewish satellite?
Space lasers. Jewish, right? Space lasers, Bill.
Space lasers, but sent up by American Jews, George Soros or something like that. I mean, no, she's totally nuts. And she basically is the Speaker of the House of Representatives today. You know, Kevin McCarthy gave her everything she wanted, including a seat, got her committees back, upped her committees, so she's on the most important committees, including this oversight committee. And she's out there, you know, crazy as a loon, saying anything she wants. What's Kevin McCarthy say? Yes, Margie. Yes, MAGA. Yes, MAG. You know, the whole deal. There's a time when somebody like that wouldn't be taken seriously in the House of Representatives, right? And today, seriously, you see more of her than you do of Kevin
today,
McCarthy.
Bill Press, she's mainstream. That's Bill Press. You can find him at BillPressPods.com, on Twitter at Bill Press Pod. Thanks, Bill. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Jennifer Granholm on my podcast tomorrow, Secretary of Energy. Rock star. Check it out.
Awesome, Bill. Gotta get you playing on here one of these days, man. Fox News, Bill. Let's go there briefly. It does not looking very good for them. They say one thing, you know, in front of the camera and act entirely differently behind the scenes. What was your take on the release of all these texts and back and forth? And what do you think it portends for this trial?
I think Dominion has a great case against Fox News. And they showed the world how phony they are, right? How totally phony they are. It is total BS. They knew everything that Sidney Powell and Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani were saying was bogus. They knew they were crazy as a loon, and they still put them on the air and repeated all their lies and made it the Fox theme. Why? Because they were afraid that Newsmax was going to steal their audience, right? I mean, total hypocrites. And by the way, the Fox people, it's not going to make any difference to them. But it just, I think, shows the rest of the world and all the rest of us that you can't believe a word that they say. They don't believe what they say. They're saying another thing.
Do you think it dings them? I mean, $1.5 billion, that may not take him down, but it's certainly got to peg him down reputationally, does it not? Or do you think no damage done?
Oh, no. No, I think reputationally it does. Look, I had a long conversation with a former White House counsel about this very case, and he said he thinks Dominion's got the goods on them, and it may not be $1.5 billion or $1.8 billion or whatever, but it'll be in the hundreds of millions of dollars of damages they'll have to pay. That's not including punitive damages, which are on top of that. Yeah. So not enough to bankrupt Fox, but maybe enough to scare the you-know-what out of them.
Do you think they'll be scared straight, Bill? Do you think they'll do better in the future? Or do you think it'll be right back to making profits, misleading the people?
Oh, no. How cynical of you.
Bill Press, always love it when you come around on a Monday, on a Friday, any day in between. Bill Press, catch the podcast. The newest one with Jennifer Granholm. Find it wherever podcasts are distributed. Yeah. Perhaps around here someday soon, Bill. We'll see. We'll see.
Ooh, I hope
come
so.
Back.
Okay.
More
thanks, Bill.
Devils
thanks, guys.
Advocates.
We're screwed.
Who is?
The old timers.
I am not old.
You're over 40. That's the cutoff. Listen to what he's saying. Retraining. New system. Youth. This kid is the Grim Reaper. We're goners.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the happier happy hour rolling through it. Thank you, Bill Press. What a fine friend he is and a podcaster. The Bill Press Pod, wherever podcasts are distributed. And let me just say, his people called my people. We're in talks. Perhaps someday soon, Bill Press coming to the Civic Media Network.
All right,
no promises.
All right, all right.
But a little tease there, a little tease. you can be a part of the Civic Media Network. You can be a part of the Devil's Advocates each and every day. Some of you call a little too much, but the rest of you, 844-967-2789. We'll get to your calls in a minute. Bill Press, one of his favorite topics, Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The fact that, A, he should have never been Speaker. B, the fact, do you see this headline at the Hill, Dom? McCarthy gives Fox News Tucker Carlson access to January 6th Capitol surveillance footage. You know, because apparently it's been partisan up until now, Dom. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, has granted Foxy News host Tucker Carlson and his team access to surveillance footage from the U.S. Capitol around the time of the January 6, 2021 riot. Carlson was granted access to some 41,000 hours of footage by McCarthy's office, Axios first reported on Monday. A Fox News spokesperson confirmed the report to The Hill. So we were just talking with Bill Press. Fox News is in open defamation trial. They are subject to a fine plus punitive damages of like $1.5 billion to Dominion Software. We've seen the depositions. We've seen the text message disclosures that the hosts are willing to lie through their freaking teeth, at least on the air. You know, they know the truth, but they don't tell the truth. You know, in fact, they would get someone that would fact check them. You know, if someone from Fox News, get fired.
Fired.
They need to be fired. They are damaging the brand, the stock price. You know, because that's what we do news for, folks. That's what they teach you in J school. You do it for the stock price. You know, you don't do it for
the
truth.
Stock price.
You do it for the stock price. So the fact that, you know, Tucker Carlson is given access a particular, let's just say, irritant to crew.
Well, I mean, honestly, once you know, Tucker Carlson gets access, everybody should get access. I mean, I can't imagine that people aren't going to want to see this. And why not release it all in its entirety? Put it online somewhere. Let people peruse.
Here's what McCarthy told reporters in January. I think the public should see what has happened on that. I guess that's the January 6th footage. Pardon me. We watched the politicization of this. I think the American public should actually see all what happened instead of a report that's written for a political basis, the GOP speaker added. Now, Carlson, never a political sort.
No.
Fox's top-rated primetime host has on his show questioned the circumstances around the attack. In 2021, he produced Patriot Purge, a documentary series. What a strange thing to call it. A documentary series, according to The Hill, that purports to tell an alternative story of the January 6th insurrection and features at least one subject who suggests the event may have been a false flag operation. You know, now we're finally getting to the truth of it, Dom. The series led two contributors to lead their roles with the network and reportedly angered staffers within Fox News ranks. Well, we've seen the emails. They don't give a damn what the staffers say, Dom.
No, they only give a damn if they fact-check something and it comes out to be, you know, not what they want it to be. Then they got to get effing fired.
The release of additional footage from the January 6th attack has been a point of emphasis for Republicans in the new Congress. Rep. Matt Gaetz, I guess he's escaping charged in his own regard for sexual crimes, Dom, who was at the center of a rebellion against McCarthy for the speakership last month, appeared on Carlson's program and called for releasing additional footage from the January 6th. Every time from the JFK files to 9/11 to now January 6th, it's our government, it's our own Department of Justice that seems to stand in the way of transparency. I almost fell off my chair, man. Are you kidding me? Come on, Matt Gaetz, you lying sack of something. The U.S. Capitol Police have previously said they shared 14,000 hours of sensitive footage with the January 6th Select Committee. Did you hear the newest one that the January 6th Select Committee didn't know, Dom? President Donald Trump called in on January 6th to Fox News to go on the air, and even they, through their editorial process, could not condone the president going on in the middle of a riot to inspire more violence, I suspect. Even Fox News had to turn it down.
Well, that's certainly a great question to know. Why? Why, Fox News editorial people? Why would you make the call? I mean, this is Donald Trump. This is your guy. This is who you've supported. Right? Why would you not allow the president to come on Fox News and address the American people during the riot? You know, during it was probably what? During the 3 hours when he did nothing else, when he sat there and watched it? The 3 hours in which the cavalry did not come? Those 3 hours? Yeah, Fox News literally made the call not to put Trump on. Of course, the question is, why wouldn't you put Trump on? What was the reason? Did you think maybe he would inspire more violence? I mean, this is just beyond. And I also did see over the weekend as well, Christopher Miller. He was the Pentagon appointee after Trump had lost election, you know, lamenting the fact, the criticism that he and others were receiving about their lack of action. Literally said, I don't know if Donald Trump put me in there for any sort of overturning purposes. He didn't know. I'm thinking to myself, really, dude? You've been around the administration for a while. You didn't ask? Hey, Donald, sure, I mean, I'll serve my country. I'll take the job. But why would you want me in there for the last 6 weeks or 8 weeks of your administration? What sense does that make? The whole thing is just, I swear to God, I think we're just really just skimming the surface of everything. And I cannot wait for Jack Smith, somebody at DOJ better start turning over some of these rocks and providing some justice and transparency. Because next time, if you don't do something, it's just a trial run. It'll happen again and again and again.
844-967-2789. Dom, I want to make sure I get some of this reporting out there. The Independent. Fox News blocked Trump from on-air call during the Capitol riot because it would be irresponsible. A little bit of the reporting here.
Irresponsible? Let the President of the United States speak on your network? Well, that's a weird position to take.
Mr. Trump called into Lou Dobbs' show on Foxy Business after the deadly riot, according to court filings in the $1.6 billion defamation case brought by Dominion Voting Systems against the network. Here is from the filings of the Dominion lawyers, Dom. The afternoon of January 6th, after the Capitol came under attack, then-President Trump dialed into Lou Dobbs' show, attempting to get on the air. But Fox executives vetoed that decision. Dominion's filing continued. Why? Not because of a lack of newsworthiness. January 6th was an important event by any measure. President Trump, not only was the sitting president, he was the key figure of that day. The court filing states that Fox Business Network President Lauren Peterson refused Mr. Trump because it would be irresponsible to put him on the air and could pack, could this is a quote, Dom, could impact a lot of people in a negative way. Like the rioters in real time taking the Capitol, looking to hang Mike Pence, or worse. Strange they'd make that editorial decision.
So what? He called that afternoon during the riot, right? That's the testimony. That's the reporting. So Donald Trump didn't have time to, you know, run out there with a weapon, even if he didn't have any, right? Didn't have time to do that. Didn't have time to call the National Guard. Didn't have time to call the Pentagon. Donald Trump didn't do squat for 3 hours, but he had time to call Lou Dobbs? Really?
Well, he's a friend of Lou Dobbs' show. Even Lou Dobbs has been forced off of Fox, right? I mean, we see in some of the other filings that Rupert Murdoch lost, let's just say lost a little faith in Lou.
Yeah, North Korea has more nuance than Lou Dobbs, I believe, was the internal communication. Yeah, I think there's some confidence lost in Lou Dobbs. And I don't see Fox News viewers, listeners, whatever. If you consume that product, if that is your content, that's your content provider, that's what you're into, and you find out that these people have been lying to you, mocking you, how do you possibly continue to turn them on? If you're the advertiser, how do you possibly continue to go there? How do they have any credibility with anybody whatsoever? Literally. Based on what do you believe or want to tune in to hear what exactly? To hear the same weirdo QAnon crap rolling around in your thick skull? Come on, people. Turn these jackasses off.
Dom, I have a statement from the Foxy News. There will be a lot of noise and confusion generated by Dominion and their opportunistic private equity owners.
Oh, way to throw that in there right away. They hate private equity now, huh?
But the core of this case remains about the freedom of the press and freedom of speech, which are fundamental rights afforded by the Constitution and protected by New York Times v. Sullivan. This case is nothing like that case.
No.
You have demonstrated actual malice. But I read on. This, again, from the statement of the Foxy News, employer of the Tucker Carlson. Dominion has mischaracterized the record, cherry-picked quotes stripped out of key context, and spilled considerable ink on the facts that are irrelevant under black-letter principles of defamation law. I can't wait to see that verdict come down. Because the black-letter principles is actual malice, right? You had to prove that what they did, what Fox News, what their executives, what their hosts did, was with forethought and malice. They knew what they were doing was telling lies. And they knew that potentially they were inspiring violence, and they did it for ratings and profits. But
yes,
I'd watch lots of Fox News. They're your preferred source, right?
Well,
righties?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, fair and balanced. I mean come on. It's
hey,
just
if they're
going
to lie to you a little bit, if your news source has to lie to you, because if telling you the truth is really going to hurt your feelings, Dom, if you're going to get a little irritated and
what,
look
so
for
Fox
a source
News viewers are a bunch of snowflakes? Is that what you're telling?
They're afraid. What was the filing stated? They were afraid they were going to lose their viewers to someone else that would tell them their own fiction. Newsy Max, right?
Yep. OAN.
They would lose the Fox News viewers to someone that told them what they wanted to hear, which was, it was rigged, it was stolen, they took it away from you, you were screwed. Life never gives you rich white guys a break. Poor rich white guys. Poor Fox News viewers, Tom. You know, at least they have the Devil's Advocates as an alternative. Coming soon to 12 media markets across the great state of Wisconsin.
Yes, and that's great. And I appreciate the feedback. Hell, but I would never. This is ridiculous, people. This is a national, you know, the one of the biggest, news providers on cable television, and you see the internal communications that they're just totally BSing you. Sidney Powell's a nut job.
Oh, and here's my next guest, Sidney Powell. Sidney, tell me more about your nut jobness. Well, thank you. This thing was whole rigged. I heard from someone who speaks to the wind.
I mean, you got to be freaking kidding me, people. I mean, literally. It's like a bunch of little kids playing with their dolls in their tea, talking. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you? Oh, that's right. It does make sense. They're doing it for profit. They're doing it for money. They're doing it for ratings. That's what matters. Providing an audience an unadulterated peek at the truth. No, can't possibly do that. If you do that, well, the truth is fine so long as it shapes the message we're putting out there. That is totally fine. But if it goes against something we say, those staffers, they should be fired. The nut jobs, Rudy Giuliani, hell, John Eastman, let's put them on. Let's promote this because that's what our rivals are doing, and they're making money. And if we don't, our stock price will continue to fall.
Dominic, tomorrow's Fat Tuesday. Tomorrow's Election Day, but you still got more Devil's Advocates, and you can join right now. Dial us, 844-967-2789. One last segment for your hot takes.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. We got some patient callers. Let's get there. The original Claire, you are up. Welcome, Claire. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils. Hi.
Hey, Claire.
How you doing, sister?
I'm doing good. I've got a couple jokes for you.
Uh-oh. Keep it clean. FCC doesn't like us.
Well, you read my mind. I've got a new name for Tucker Carlson. You take the T out and change it to an F.
Ooh,
and it's a name we can't say on the air.
And it rhymes. It should be. I'm surprised, you know, Trump hasn't come up with a name for him yet since he's been ripping on, you know, low ratings Fox News lately.
Rhymes with Tucker Carlson, I like to call him.
Right. The other thing is, Donald Trump would never walk through Kyiv with Zelensky. He'd be on his golf cart.
A little mini tank style golf cart.
Yes.
if there's not a course there, Trump ain't stopping.
No doubt. No
right.
doubt.
Right. Hey.
Thanks for the call, Claire. Certainly appreciate it. I think it is. You know, I reflect on it and think, you know, historically speaking, what a president's done. And, no, I'm down. I think this is a bold move by the president. And the way that the Republicans are freaking out, oh, he didn't go to Palestine. He didn't go to the border. Yeah, well, I mean, they're working on these things, right? But they're always going to find something to criticize Biden over. I get it. I criticize Trump. Hell, he's not president anymore. I still criticize Trump because he's deserving of it. 844-967-2789. Jim from Appleton, you're up. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Awesome, Jim.
Excellent.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Back to Foxy News. Good old Foxy News, who shouldn't be able to call themselves news. I think they've been playing fast and loose with the First Amendment for about 30 years now. I believe there's something in there about not yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Right.
Which to me translates to you can't propagate a lie, but that's what they keep doing. And they keep getting away with it. Why do they keep getting away with it?
Well, because
First Amendment
of
the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, there should be, Jim, you know, a high bar for libel, slander, these kinds of things. Absolutely. But, I mean, if this doesn't reach it, you know, I don't know what a better example would be. I mean, what do you need?
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. The Dominion has to win this case. If they get away with, well, it was just opinion, our guys are just giving opinion, they can't call themselves news because they're not.
No, you understand, I get it, Jim.
That will...
Jim, here in the state of Wisconsin, there were Zapple doctrine filings against both WISN and WTMJ, our two righty-whitey talk radio competitors in the Milwaukee market. And one of them defended themselves by saying, effectively, it's the First Amendment. We can say whatever we want. We can lie whenever we want. And that was upheld. And the other station said effectively, you can't trust us. We lie constantly. This is entertainment. And that was also upheld. There is no fairness doctrine. There is no Zapple doctrine. There's nothing that forces me to tell the truth other than my conscience.
Okay, so Fox doesn't have one.
They don't?
No. No, Jim. No, they do not. Thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789. CJ, you're up. Happy Monday, CJ. What do you got for us today?
Hey there, gentlemen. Well, you know, 25 years, Fox has been number one in their spur and reason. Everybody watch Special Report with Bret Baier because that's a true journalist.
Bret Baier is long gone.
The other ones are talking heads. We listen to MSNBC and CNN tell a lie for 2.5 years along with Pencil Neck. And,
all right,
you know,
CJ, let's talk so specifically,
the,
if I may.
Russian collusion.
Okay, thanks, CJ. Hang on a second. I know you're probably still talking, but I want to ask you specifically about what was released, this communication between, you know, Fox executives and the host and so forth. Seemingly, they are communicating with each other totally different things than they provided to you, the audience. What are your thoughts specifically on them telling, you know, each other, Sidney Powell's a crazy nut job, so is all these other people, and then telling you, hey, here's our experts in these fields. What do you think about that, CJ?
You know, here's the thing. We've listened to experts on your channels for years tell us lies.
Okay, and what do you specific?
None of our channels are being sued for defamation.
All right. Well, I mean, I tried. He has no answer, right? Because, of course, if you have any sense of self-worth whatsoever, when someone is so obviously lying to you for money, for profit, for hustle, you turn it off. You push it away. You walk away from a troubled, toxic relationship. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene wants red and blue to get divorced. Hell no. You guys need to walk away from your terrible, toxic relationships. This is unbelievable. But we tried, CJ. Wisco Paul, you're up. Welcome, my friend. What do you got for us?
It's like couples therapy, Paul. How you doing, man?
I mean, the gaslighting is unbelievable. Hey, Paulie.
Hi. Good afternoon, Devils. I think Fox, we can't call it news, Jim is right, but Fox is on the hook for fanning the flames for January 6th also. I mean, that's where a lot of these guys got their information from. But I want to fast forward here to the Supreme Court race, probably one of the most important races, I guess we only say that, but Tony was a pretty important race. But the Supreme Court race coming up, at least the primary here, it's one of the most important races in my lifetime, and I'm pretty old, to get democracy back in the state of Wisconsin. Because what the Republicans are doing, Tony put forth a pretty good budget for the people, and they're just going to throw it away, and it's just a sad situation. So I'm for a moment supporting Janet P. I can't say her last name. I continually push
Pro
for that
Sawitz.
Thing, but, thank you very much,
they did
Judy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, they did a clever job with the ads, I thought. Yeah,
yeah,
can't say her name, but
did.
Vote for her on Tuesday.
Very important. Go out and vote tomorrow. Jake from Eureka, you will have the last word today. Welcome, Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, real quick. Fox News are a bunch of liars. To sum things up.
That's the news.
I think that does it well.
Breaking news from Jake from Eureka. Fox News are a bunch of liars. Back to you, Mike.
Do you remember why I'm no longer invited back on Fox News? Ever since this June, when they failed to play the January 6th hearing, the primetime hearing, and they invited me on that Sunday. That was Friday. They invited me on Sunday. I called BS, and I've never had to get up on a Sunday to go waste my time on Fox News ever again. Hope you feel like you didn't waste your time today. We had great guests. We had Senator Brad Paff. We had Bill Press. His people are talking to our people. We'll get together with Bill someday soon. Stick around. Native Roots Radio, then the Paul Revere Show, Civic Media. Keep it locked on the app like all the Patriots do. I'll be in Eau Claire in extended coverage tomorrow night.
All right. See you later.